This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. High in the sky on Columbus Circle this morning, and this was not the way they wanted to start their day. A pair of window washers in a precarious position around 10 a.m. when their rigging came loose 78 stories up outside a high-rise. Lieutenant Snyder, Nick Snyder, with FDNY Ladder Company 4.
They were swinging back and forth, and the scaffolding was twisting. We were able to get eyes on two occupants, communicated down to 9th Battalion. Let them know that we confirmed that there were actually occupants inside the scaffolding, and they were not secured. They weren't tied off.
They did have their life vests on, but still 78 stories up. Ooh, this was kind of bad. After the crews got there, they got them down to the 18th and pulled them in. What a close call. Hopefully they'll get the rest of the day off. The Manhattan DA announced an indictment a little while ago against the man accused of doing a switcheroo at a diamond store, covertly swapping the real thing for some lab-grown stones worth substantially less. Menashe Sasananef, I think I'm saying it right, he's charged with defrauding a pair of diamond merchants. The DA says he pleaded guilty to grand larceny after a visit with one jeweler, where he asked to see a pair of diamonds worth $75,000. One was worth $185,000. They say he inspected the two stones and then turned his back to the merchant to weigh them on his scale and swap them out with his own lab-grown stones that had been recut to imitate the originals. The merchant apparently didn't suspect anything. That was in February of last year. They say he did the same thing in March of last year, with $200,000, a diamond. He could get up to 5 years probation and have to make restitution for the ripoffs. On Long Island, police say they were pretty sophisticated, snooty even. We're not everyday burglars breaking windows and going into unlocked doors. That's too easy. We're sophisticated. We scaled the building. Well, it worked until it didn't. Three New Jersey men now charged with stealing thousands in cash and goods from homes in affluent neighborhoods.
Driving around Old Westbury, there are some very fancy houses where the main bedroom has French doors on the second floor. Police Chief Stuart Cameron says the thieves actually climb up houses without a ladder to break in and steal jewelry and cash from that bedroom.
Very often they're in and out of the house in just a few minutes.
And normally it happens in the early evening hours.
They simply drive around in affluent areas and look for houses that look unoccupied. Tips that I give to our residents is keep your house lit up.
The three men are accused of stealing the cash, jewelry, and designer bags from houses in Old Westbury and Muttontown. The total stolen is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Old Westbury, Long Island.
Authorities say it took 2.5 months to capture these guys. Now let's talk about Buddy's, the beloved coffee shop over in Williamsburg. It's facing closure because of the economy and other factors. Well, a TikTok video, a couple of A-list visitors, and you might say Buddies has a whole lot of new buddies to help ease the pain. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley, live for us in Williamsburg, to explain. MLB?
Larry, a lot of new buddies lining up all the way down the block. This line is stretching, and one of the people that showed up yesterday, Joe Jonas himself. I got to speak with Rachel Nieves, the business owner. She never thought taking her tears to Instagram was going to turn into this.
This support equals sales, and it's been a number that I can't even, I don't even know how many people who's waiting or how long they've been waiting. Thank you to everyone. Like, thank you to everyone that's supporting me and sharing and feels like they saw themselves in me.
She tells us that business is now booming, even people placing online orders and people coming from all over New York and the world. Some people trying it for the first time when they're here visiting the city. I asked her what drink I should try. She said the Coquito Latte, so it's time for me to get online. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Live in Williamsburg.
Marilyn, we know that they're planning to close and move out because there is another shop that's moving in or whatever. Does this change anything, or does she just get to go out with a bang?
She thinks that she's hoping she's going to get enough sales to actually stay. You know, this is the neighborhood she grew up in, and she feels like it's home. So she's hoping that business keeps booming and that she can actually stay here.
Okay, that's good stuff. Thanks for sharing it. Appreciate that. Well, the race and the conversations are heating up over the New York mayor's race. Today, ex-Governor Cuomo's name came up, although he hadn't declared one way or the other. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries now weighing in on the race and held a little meeting to talk about it today.
Jeffries was joined at his Brooklyn office by Congressman Adriano Espaillat. Both Democrats called for Andrew Cuomo to step down as governor amid sexual harassment allegations.
At the end of the day, it's a case that Governor Cuomo is going to have to make to the people of New York City.
Neither was willing to make an endorsement.
There's a group of African-American elected officials, clergy members, community leaders that I'm in conversation with. I expect that those conversations will accelerate over the next few days.
Both men expressed concerns about Mayor Adams' relationship with the Trump administration, expressing support for the guardrails Governor Hochul has put in place. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Now, just to refresh you, the DOJ concluded a year ago that Cuomo sexually harassed 13 women who worked for the state. Cuomo denied all the allegations. His lawyer at the time says the New York Attorney General was biased and allegedly put together a misleading report which led to the DOJ's conclusion. Meantime, the district attorney declined to bring charges. On Long Island, Suffolk police have arrested a 66-year-old guy for allegedly beating another man to death in a parking lot. This happened last night around 9. Police don't say what they were arguing about, but things turned south, and they say James Rogers repeatedly struck Mark Iacono in a parking lot. This is at 107 East Main Street over in Bayshore. Well, Iacono from Patch Hog was taken to South Shore Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Rogers, who is from Babylon, stayed at the scene. He was arrested. He's charged now with manslaughter. His arraignment is sometime today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.